Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a Maimer from the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, and Maimer Lamed from the great Gaon Rav Yitzchak Kuttner. And this is about Chilul Hashem. So we should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem, to be Makadei Shem Shemayim, and not to be Machalul Shem Shemayim Chas V'Shalom. Rabbeinu Yonah was Machadei in his Shari Tshuva, that even though Chilul Hashem has no kapara, if one does Tshuva, and if one has Yom Kippur, and if one undergoes pain, Yisurim, nevertheless, there is a kapara for Chilul Hashem. What is the kapara for Chilul Hashem, says Rabbeinu Yonah? Yegia b'Torah. The hegyono tamid b'Torah v'yegiyaso ba. If one thinks a lot in Torah and toils in it. Ki ha-Torah refuah l'kol maka nechlemil. You need a good refuah? A person needs healing. The healing is Torah. Torah is the greatest healer of all. And based on this, Rabbeinu Yonah explained the pasuk in Mishlei: "Ki be'emes yichupar avam." With truth, your sin will be forgiven. And the kinyan of Torah is called emes. So that's be'emes with Torah. Torah is emes. Yichupar avam, sin will be forgiven. So, the Ha'arah Rav Huttner makes is that dafka here, where we're talking about the skula of kapara of Torah, that Torah has the power to atone for sin, specifically in this instance, Torah is called emes. So that means that what aspect of Torah is the mechaper? The answer is the emes aspect of Torah is the Mechaper. The Skulas HaKapara of Torah is the Emes Sheba. And that is what we have to understand a little bit better. The relationship between Emes and Torah. Emes and the Kapara of Torah. And we begin this Beirur. We begin this clarification of this issue with the Brice and Maseches Sota, that an Aveira is Mechabe HaMitzvah, but Aveira is not Mechabe Torah. An Aveira, says the Gemara, can extinguish a mitzvah, but an Aveira cannot extinguish Torah. Why is that? Why is it that an Aveira can extinguish a mitzvah? An Aveira can cancel out a mitzvah, but an Aveira can't cancel out Torah. So we've explained numerous times, says Rav Huttner, that the reason is because mitzvahs are divrei habris. Mitzvahs are the matter, the thing of the covenant, the object of our covenant. And Torah is krisas habris atzma. It is not the content of the covenant, as mitzvahs are. Torah is the making of the covenant itself, the krisas habris. Mitzvahs are the object of the krisas habris. Torah is the bris itself. The bris is mechayiv kiyum ha-mitzvahs. We made a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that obligates us to keep mitzvahs. But the ma'aseh of krisas habris was done at Maimon Har Sinai through this event of Kabbalah HaTorah, v'limuda kinesi nasa, and our learning Torah today is like the giving of the Torah. Learning Torah is the fact of krisas habris. So not only is liman haTorah part of the bris itself, part of our covenant is that we have to learn Torah. But in addition to that, it is the covenant itself. The making of the covenant is Torah. It is not just the subject of the covenant. What are we making a covenant about? Mitzvahs? Torah and mitzvahs? However, how did you make the covenant in the first place? What is the Maisa Krisis HaBris? That's Kabbalah HaTorah. And the learning of the Torah. And because of this, it is possible for an Aveira to extinguish a mitzvah. Why? Because both of them, both a mitzvah and an aveira, are shayich to the divrei habris. As part of our covenant, we're not allowed to do averos, and we must do mitzvahs. The bris obligates us in mitzvahs, and the bris prevents us from doing averos. That being the case, mitzvahs and averas are on the same plane, zeli umaze. And since they are on the same plane, an avera has the power to extinguish a mitzvah. An avera can cancel out a mitzvah. One does an avera, he can lose a mitzvah because of it. But Torah, besides the fact that it's a mitzvah, it's an individual mitzvah that is part of the divrei habris. However, it's also a mitzvah that is the maisa of krisus habris. All of the chiyuvim come from the giving of the Torah. And by extension, the learning of the Torah. As Chazal say, limuda kenesi nasa. The learning is like the giving. So just like the giving of the Torah is mechayev kol divrei habris, that's the source. From there flows our chiyuv to fulfill this covenant we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, the learning of Torah is also the source of krisus bris. That's where all of the bris comes from. All of the divrei habris comes from Kabbalas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah, which is the krisus habris. So, obviously, again, learning Torah is also part of the bris. It's also divrei habris. But in addition, it has an exalted status of being the maisa krisus habris. That's how we made the covenant with Kabbalas HaTorah. That's the source of the covenant. So you see that Torah has a place in a much more exalted level and plane than a stam avera, because an avera is divrei habris, but Torah, he krisus habris. Torah is the covenant itself. Torah is the maisa of the breaking of making, not the breaking, but the making. It's an interesting lashon, lechrot brit, krisus habris. Karis is usually cutting off, so that has an explanation too. But that's not for now. Now we're talking about how Torah is the maisa of krisus habris. How did we create this covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through Torah. So an avera is only part of the content of the bris, and so is a regular mitzvah. But Torah is much more than that. Torah is what created the bris in the first place. And since an avera and Torah are not at all on the same plane, they don't have this relationship of zeh l'umat zeh. Torah has a much more exalted status than an avera. And therefore we understand now, in a tiftik oifen, in a very deep way, why an avera cannot be mechabit Torah. Because an avera can only be mechabit a mitzvah, which is on the same level, on the same plane. But it can't be mechabit Torah, which is on a much deeper plane, a much higher level. And this is the point that we've been searching for in order to illuminate our issue. We're talking about the Aveira of Chilul Hashem. What is the Aveira of, what is the definition of the Aveira of Chilul Hashem? Chilul Hashem defines the Pachad Yitzchak. Hu pe'ula ha-goremis ha-kolo be-ha-kores ha-chomer she-chovas ha-odam be-olamo. It is an action which causes a lightness in the recognition of the seriousness of the obligation of man in this world. Man has very serious obligations in this world, and when Shem Shamayim is mischalel, when the name of God is violated, the result is that a person doesn't feel that being Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs is so important, that fulfilling our obligation in this world is so significant. That's what Chilul Hashem does. And there are varying levels amongst people in the depth of their recognition of the seriousness of their obligation in this world. And when an action is done that creates a blemish, a diminishing of the recognition of the seriousness of our obligation, we say that a Chilul Hashem has occurred. And because of this, when we want to find a teshuva le'umas ha-meshuva, We want to find the repentance which corresponds to the meshuvah, to the sin, to the act of naughtiness of Chilul Hashem. So the most natural tikkun of this whole kilkul, of the hakola and hanmacha, the lightening and the lowering of the recognition of the seriousness of one's obligation in his world of choyvas ha'adam ba'olamo. How do we fix this, sweetest friends? How do we rectify this? Pilei plos. Zokt Rav Hutner, hadvekut ve'adikut b'shorosham uv'mikoram shel kol ha'chovot ba'olamo shel adam. We have to cling very tightly to the root and to the source of all obligations of man in this world. And what is the obligation and source? What is the source and the root of the obligation of all of the chiyuvim in this world that we have? And that, my sweetest friends, is the krisus habris. The krisus habris is the mechayev hagadol v'hamechayev ha'atzmi shel kinesis Yisrael. That is the great mechayev, that is what obligates Klal Yisrael to fulfill their obligation in this world. All of the mitzvahs and all of the averis stem from the krisus habris. So the source of everything, the root of everything, is to go back to the source of our obligation. And that is the making of a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Matan Torah. So when we're learning Torah, and we said before that limuda kinesinasa, that the learning is like the giving. So just like at the time of the giving of the Torah, that was what created our obligation in this world, so to the learning of Torah is a mitzius of krisus bris nosaf. It is a new additional making of a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why that's the most natural tikkun for Chilul Hashem. Chomer HaMechayiv Lu'umas HaKola B'mischayiv. By learning Torah we understand the seriousness of the Mechayiv, the seriousness of the Bris. And that is a rectification for a HaKola, for a lightening of the Mischayiv, for this act of Chilul Hashem, which created a feeling of lightness and hakola, akula, in our avoda, in our obligation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after this Chilul Hashem, where now the person has the feeling that, hey, it's not so important after all, we learn Torah, which strengthens and recreates and reenacts our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which instills within us once again the feeling of the gravity and seriousness of our Torah obligations. Hinei yetze lanu mechuvar, mevurar, mefurash, and it emerges very clearly and very explicitly, ki limud haTorah omed hu leumas chilul Hashem. That the learning of Torah stands right opposite Chilul Hashem. Be'oto ha'yachas shel tshuva le'umas ha'meshuva. In the same relationship of repentance which corresponds to the sin. And then again we can understand very beautifully how the most natural rectification of Chilul Hashem is the learning of Torah and the toiling in Torah. So, sweetest friends, that one sentence of Rabbeinu Yonah now dances a very, very beautiful boogie. You'll excuse me for the expression. What we understood, that Torah is metakein chilul Hashem, very nice. Torah is a chashuv mitzvah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So it takes care of everything, no problems. But now we understand much deeper, it's a lot more than that. It's because Torah is a maisa of krisus habris, and that is the tikkun for Chilul Hashem, which generated a feeling of lightheadedness vis-a-vis our obligation in this world. Many times in the writings of Rav Huttner, he returns to the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, Ki ha'emes miyisodei ha'nefesh. Truth is the very foundation of our soul, and he explains this in many, many ways. But from what we've said until now, we have a new insight. And this insight says that all krisus habris, all making of a covenant, all makings of a covenant, draw their power from the mid of emes. For if we remove the mid of emes, so then there is no basis anymore for the obligation to fulfill the promise. Or the other way around, the obligation to fulfill the promises flows from the midah of emes. So if you remove emes, then there's no basis for fulfilling a promise. And all of our obligation to fulfill a promise is based on the midah of emes. Because if I promise you something, and I don't have the midah of emes, so why should I fulfill my promise? So you're going to say to me, but you promised. I'm going to say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't believe in emes. So it didn't help you. So really the basis, the foundation, the root of all promises is this midah of emes. Everything is predicated upon truth. And so writes Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, that Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that I have not shown myself to the avos in my midah of emes. Why? Because hiftachti v'lo kiyamti, I have made them promises which I have not yet fulfilled. It emerges then that when we say that limud haTorah is a ma'aseh of krisus habris, in addition to it being part of the divrei habris, it is the content of the bris, but it is also the very bris itself. So we then, of course, are standing on the base of the midah of emes. Because without the midah of emes, there is no meaning to the bris. We promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, in this week's parasha in Parashas Yisro, and we said, Naseh v'nishma. That's so beautiful. So in fact, that pasuk is in Parashas Mishpatim, but as Rashi says there, that it was before Matan Torah. So before we received the parasha in this week's, the Torah in this week's parasha, the Jewish people said, Naseh v'nishma. We will do and we will hear. So that's very nice. We promise. We promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're going to keep the Torah. But who says we have to keep our promise? Ah, the Torah says? Yeah, but we don't believe in the midah of truth. So if we don't believe in the midah of truth, then the whole Torah that obligates us to keep our promise isn't obligatory anymore. Because it's only built on the foundation of truth that we intend to keep our promise. So if we intend to keep our promise and we accept upon ourselves the Torah, then we have to keep it. But let's say we decide that we don't want to keep our promise anymore. We don't believe in the midah of emes. So then our whole Kabbalah is a Kabbalah of Sheker. It has nothing to stand on. And then there's no mechayev anymore. There's nothing obligating us. So you see, there's a beautiful article on this topic by Rabbi Yishayahu Steinberger, written many, many years ago in the Torah journal Bar Kai. How really this is the root of all Torah mitzvahs. The meat of truth. Every single mitzvah. Because there is no Torah without truth. Because you're right, we promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu we'd keep it. But if we don't believe in truth, then the whole promise is meaningless. And then if the promise is meaningless, then the Torah is not obligatory anymore. It's only obligatory because the midah of truth stands beyond everything, above everything. Of course, there's this midah, the foundation of the soul is truth. So now we have a strong promise. So of course, now the whole Torah is obligatory upon us. And we can't say we don't believe in truth, because truth is a fundamental mechayev. Truth is the very foundation of our being, of our soul, Rabbeinu Yonah says. So we can't say, no, we're not truthful. But if we could, then we could render the whole Torah obsolete, chas v'shalom. Because we can say, we only have to keep truth because it says so in the Torah. But if we don't accept our promise to keep the Torah, then the Torah has no basis, that has no legs to stand on anymore. So you see the basis of the whole Torah is mid of emes. The whole krisis habris is based on emes. Shebeli midas ha-emes ain't shum mashmaut l'chol krisis habris. Without this mid of emes, there's no meaning to the whole krisis habris. And after we learn that the ikar tikkun of Chilul Hashem is through Limud Torah. And what is so important about Limud HaTorah? Because it's not just Limud HaTorah as an independent mitzvah, but Limud HaTorah as the Krisus HaBris, because the giving of the Torah was Nesinas HaTorah, Matan Torah, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant with us. And when we learn the Torah, as Chazal say, learning has to be kinesi nasa. That's a hemshech of the giving, just like the giving of the Torah was with such fear, Chazal say so to the learning. The learning is equated to the giving. So now we understand very well. We understand so well why Torah is a tikkun for Chilul Hashem. And why we use the word emes when describing Torah as the word for Chilul Hashem. Because when we talk of Torah as Krisus HaBris, there is no Krisus HaBris without the mid of emes. So therefore, Shlomo HaMelech, when he said in the Pasuk, V'chesed ki be'em en mishlei, ki be'emes yechupar avon, that with emes, which means Torah, sin will be forgiven. What's the avon? The avon is the oven of Chilul Hashem. And the reason Torah here is called emes is because through the koach of Torah here is the koach of Maisa Krisus HaBris. We're reenacting our covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we learn Torah. And this reenacting of the covenant only has meaning when we accept this mid of emes. Because without the mid of emes, there is no Krisus HaBris. The Krisus HaBris is meaningless. So now everything comes together so beautifully. Ki be'emes, with Torah, which is a mice of Krisus HaBris, which is predicated upon the mid of emes, yechupar avon. It is not enough to have tshuva, it is not enough to have Yom Kippur, it is not enough to have Yisurim. All that doesn't do it. What do you need for kaparas avon, the kaparah of Chilul Hashem? You need Torah. You need to be dabuk ba'Torah. You need to toil in Torah. And it is only that mitzvah which brings home the severity of the covenant that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's no joking around, that we have a very serious obligation in our lives. So that is the greatest kapara and atonement for Chilul Hashem, which unfortunately caused a feeling of lightheadedness and cavalierness and frivolity and flippancy and a lot of other words which might or might not describe what I'm trying to say towards the Torah. That's what Chilul Hashem does. Oh, it's not such a big deal. No, don't take it too seriously. But then when one learns Torah, one learns Torah not just as a mitzvah pratis of Limud HaTorah, but when one learns Torah as a mice of Krisus HaBris, and he says, hey, this is our covenant with God. We can't play around here. And you realize that if you accept that, then it's obligatory and it's binding, because the meat of emes is miyasodei hanefesh, the foundation of your soul is truth. And therefore this learning of Torah, which reenacts the Krisus HaBris, is 100% binding. There's no way out. So, oh, now you realize that you have a serious covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's completely binding. So, that is the greatest tikkun, that is the greatest refuah for the Chilul Hashem. We should all be Zochem Mirtzah Hashem, as I started, so I ended. No, it's sofo b'tchilaso, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. always to be mekadei shem shemayim. And if ever chas v'shalom, one was mechalel shem shemayim, where it says in the Rishonim that there's no kapara, Baruch Hashem, until Misa, but Baruch Hashem, we have a kapara right here in this world, with what we're doing now, what could be a greater kapara than learning about the koach ha-kapara of Torah? And in that schus will be zelcha b'karov mamish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again will be mechadish his bris with us, al yedei bias, Mashiach tzidkenu, b'meheira v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, Shabbat shalom, my sweetest and most beloved friends.